This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tailgate.
It's time for the tailgate.
Toss me a cold one. Nothing better than a 7 a.m. beer and an unbrushed mouth.
Your official weekend destination for all things football.
You are looking live.
The granddaddy of them all.
NCAA.
Travis Hunter circles around. Down the sideline. There he goes. The most dynamic player in college football. Touchdown, Colorado.
The NFL.
Williams, pressure coming. He felt it. Looked. Saw it. Evaded it. Still on the move. Looking around. Williams is going to take off for the end zone.
It's its own playground.
And now, it's time to kick off the tailgate with your host, Paul Pabst.
You ready, champ?
I'm ready for this my whole life.
On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to the tailgate 670 The Score. I am Paul Pabst. Welcome to 2025, home stretch of the college and pro football seasons. Lots to talk about today. I mean, a ton. Literally, not figuratively a ton, literally the wrong way to use it. We're going to talk Bears, Packers, of course. We're going to talk Lions and Vikings. The Sunday night game, man, is that monstrous, mostly for the Lions. The college football playoff, we'll talk about that throughout all of that with Notre Dame. And joining the show in just 15 minutes, he's a big-time actor, and he's a Vikings fan. Not necessarily in that order, he tells me. Josh Duhamel, friend of the show, loves his Vikings, loves the tailgate on 670 The Score. I do want to say this before we get going. Thanks for hanging out with us all season on the tailgate. It's been fun. Robbie and Alex and I chop up football. We get our weekends going with this show, and we have a lot of fun. It's been such a roller coaster together. If you look at this show, when we started in late August, the Bears had tons of hope, and Notre Dame had hope, and you know the whole NFC North. But then the Minnesota Vikings had no hope because they lost J.J. McCarthy. And football season, it feels like it goes really fast, but it's a complete roller coaster. Different times of the season, you feel like you could win the Super Bowl, and you don't belong anywhere near the Super Bowl. Go back to the Bears after London. Didn't Caleb Williams have four, almost five touchdowns? I think one was called a call back. Right then, you're like, the Bears are 4-2. They could do this. And then where it goes. You know, the Detroit Lions, they lose Aiden Hutchinson at one point in the season. You're like, that's it. They're not going to make it. They're still right there. They have a great offense. The football season is a total roller coaster. It's more of like a soap opera. And we have an actor, Josh Duhamel, like I said, coming up in 15 minutes. It is like a movie. And at different points of the movie, there's curveballs that come your way. Notre Dame football, we're going to talk about that in a second. Notre Dame football, remember a few months ago when they lost to Northern Illinois and all hope was lost? It was a great day in DeKalb. Northern Illinois had that monstrous win, the most entertaining win of the entire college football season up to that point. It was early in the season. But before we get to Bears-Packers, I want to talk about Notre Dame football. They handled Georgia on Thursday afternoon. That was a very weird start because of the tragedy in New Orleans. The game was moved to 3 o'clock Chicago time. So a lot of people at work, a lot of people may have missed that one. That game was one of those games where a decade ago, remember 12 years ago, Notre Dame versus Alabama in the playoffs, the college football playoffs? That was a Manti Te'o team. Very good team, very good offense, very good defense. They got manhandled by Alabama. And that's when it looked like the SEC was dominating, and they were dominating college football, and Notre Dame physically couldn't keep up. The tables have turned a little bit in college football, and Notre Dame physically could handle Georgia, and they did handle Georgia. They play next week versus Penn State, another physical team. But Notre Dame football right now is in great shape to win a national title. Now, I know they have to get past Ohio State, maybe Texas. They have to get past Notre Dame, Penn State next week, which is way better than people gave them credit for to start the season. But this is a great matchup for Notre Dame. Riley Leonard, the quarterback they got out of Duke, he's fantastic. He runs, he passes in that order. He probably won't be playing on Sundays. No offense to Riley Leonard. He's a very, very good college quarterback. He'll do whatever it takes. He'll dive. He'll get hit. But if you watch that game against Georgia the other day, Notre Dame didn't get lucky. They got a big lead. They had those great plays at the end of the first half and the kickoff return to start the second half. But Notre Dame looks really good, really physical. Can they pass enough? Can they defend enough? They definitely have great defensive backs. But keep an eye on that. Penn State versus Notre Dame, January 9th at 6:30 p.m. on ESPN Chicago time. All right, let's get to it. Oh, by the way, it was a great year for the Big Ten. Look at the Big Ten right now. Ohio State could be in the national title game. They're the favorites right now. Penn State, Notre Dame is right there. But Penn State and Ohio State right now are plays away from the national title game. And Texas, which is technically an SEC team, it was a down year for the SEC. I wouldn't, you know, bury them right now, but the SEC is a little down. Big Ten's a little bit up. Revel in it. I know a lot of Big Ten fans listen to this show. All right, 6-7 the score. I'm Paul Papps. This is the tailgate. Let's get to Bears-Packers on Sunday. The Packers were favored by 10. It's up to 10.5. That's a big line late in the season. The Packers are in really nice shape. They're good to go for the wild card. They're a good team. Nobody is talking about the Packers nationally. It's the Lions first. The Lions were a favorite before the season, during the season. Then you have the surprising Vikings with Sam Darnold and Justin Jefferson. They're getting a lot of the coverage. The Packers get very little coverage nationally and probably not that much locally. Bears fans, of course, keep an eye on the Packers because we want to beat them. Jordan Love is having a very good home stretch. Very good home stretch. And that's a team that's threatening, but nobody's talking about. Here is a little bit of our guy, Jalen Johnson, the Pro Bowl cornerback, about facing the Packers.
What's your mindset this week? Just going into the final week of the season.
That's how I'm feeling. I mean, I'm going to try to go out with a bang. So, I mean, it's last opponent on the schedule, so I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
Did you think that does provide maybe a little extra motivation for a team that's been losing a lot this one last chance?
What provides motivation?
The last game, one last chance to go to the show, especially if you're playing the Packers, too.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, it's going to be a long time coming since we get another opportunity to play, so I mean, we got to make the most of it.
I can translate for you. Jalen Johnson said F him when he said about facing the Packers. That's exactly what the fans want to hear. You know, when the Bears almost beat the Packers 2 months ago with the blocked field goal, sorry to bring it up too soon, I was at that game. Actually, I was at the tailgate. I didn't go to the game. Couldn't get tickets. That game was on a beautiful, sunny Chicago Soldier Field day, and it felt like the Packers were going to get beat by the Bears. It had been so long. The Bears were on that little losing streak with Washington and Arizona, and the Green Bay game was going to fix it, or at least temporarily fix it. You know, if the Bears beat the Packers that day, I'm curious how the next few weeks plays out with Waldron and Eberflus, but it didn't happen. Beating the Packers tomorrow at Lambeau would be like, here's what it's akin to for me. You know when you got the stomach flu when you're a kid and you get like ginger ale or whatever it is, and it's that temporary relief of the stomach flu? The past 2.5 months have been like having the stomach flu if you're a Bears fan in Chicago. It just gets worse and worse. You lose in all types of way. And for just a few hours, beating the Packers would be like a little pause of your stomach flu. So it would be an ironic ending to a season that started off so hopeful. I want to go back to August when we started the show, The Tailgate, 670 Score. We were talking, I had Matt Spiegel on the show. And Spiegel and I were discussing what would be a successful season. And he was going through the numbers, like, would it be 9 wins? Would it be 10 wins? Would it be a playoff appearance? And I stopped for a second. I was like, man, I didn't think about it in wins and losses. He's like, what do you think? I'm like, I want to know at the end of the season that the Chicago Bears have a quarterback going forward. Zero doubts. That doesn't happen that much with rookie quarterbacks. I said, if you can get to the end of the season, if your record is 7 wins, 8 wins, 9 wins, but you have no doubts that Caleb Williams is the quarterback of the Bears' future, that would be a win for his rookie year. I would say most people are about 90% there on Caleb Williams. There's a lot to love. There's a lot to like. And there's some to criticize. You know, if you talk about the offensive line, they've been very tough this season. Clearly, he's flirting with the all-time being sacked record. That's not the one. You want to sack people. You don't want to be the be sacked guy. And a lot of it is partially, I wouldn't say a lot of it, a good amount of it is his fault. Holding the ball, not giving him the ball, trying to make plays too spectacular when a 5-yard out pattern would work. But that's what I said before the season. If you're a Bears fan and sitting here today, do you say to yourself, I have no doubt we have our franchise quarterback? I'm not sure you could say that. It definitely doesn't feel like he's going the other direction. When you see players like, remember back in the day, Tim Couch or Ryan Leaf, who's a friend of mine, and players like that who just had a terrible rookie season. You know, there's guys back in the day, John Elway had a bad rookie season, Troy Aikman. You know, Caleb Williams has had a lot of good things. He makes some spectacular plays.
He seems like a top-end fourth quarter when you don't have the lead quarterback, which has been the entire Bears season, coming back from behind. He's been – he had a quote this week. I'm not going to play the entire cut, where he totally supported his offensive line. He very much knows how to handle himself in press conferences. He keeps his cool. He plays good football. He runs smart. He doesn't take too many hits. There is 90% we got to love what we like. The problem one sometimes is when Caleb Williams is playing, you have to compare it to the other rookie quarterbacks, to Bo Nix, to J.J. McCarthy. You know, he didn't play this year, but you would have compared him to him, to Drake May out in New England, who is having a good year, but they're not winning a lot of games. And then there's Jaden Daniels with the Commanders. He just made the Pro Bowl. He was taken one pick after Caleb Williams. That is going to stick forever. That's like that, was it Greg Oden and Kevin Durant were taken 1-2? You compare people forever. Ryan Leaf, who I mentioned, was taken in the second pick. Peyton Manning was taken first. You're linked together forever. So while Caleb Williams did have a very good year in a lot of aspects, it's being compared to the Commanders' Jaden Daniels, and he's having an all-time rookie season. He's going to the playoffs. He's going to the Pro Bowl, even though there isn't really a Pro Bowl anymore, just in case you thought there might be a game. But Caleb Williams has handled himself the right way. And what's really interesting, because we're on the cusp of the offseason as Bears fans, is the next thing is, do we keep our GM? That's a coin flip right now. That is an absolute coin flip. I don't know if it depends on tomorrow. That'd be very weird if it did. And then the next thing is the next coach of the Bears. Who is it going to be? Is it going to be Mike Vrabel? Is it going to be Ben Johnson? I don't believe too much into the Pete Carroll rumor. That is a that was an infomercial for Pete Carroll, the person who reported that. They did a little favor for him to get him back in the coaching carousel. But there are other people in play. And what's very interesting about the Bears and what makes them attractive, of course, is Caleb Williams on a rookie contract. Some good players on that roster, some players that need to be removed on that roster, some cap room. But what makes that job daunting, I think is the right word. Daunting would be the fill in the blank word. You have to play in the NFC North with the Lions, who don't seem like they're going to be dropping off anytime soon. The Packers look like they're going to be good going forward. And the Vikings, who we didn't like 4 months ago, we love now. Their problem is what to do at quarterback. They've got two good quarterbacks. If J.J. McCarthy works out, Sam Darnold is completely working out. But here's what Caleb Williams had to say, what he's looking for in the next head coach of the Bears.
A coach that wants to win, a coach, you know, that challenges myself or, you know, the other guys and you know, a disciplined coach. Like I said, the first thing, just a coach that wants to win and embodies that and, you know, helps us, you know, us players and things like that. In-game practice, you know, it's tough on us, but also, you know, shows some character, some liveliness and show some love to, you know, his players and a person that doesn't just show it, you know, that we can just, you know, that we can feel it even if he's not, you know, a huge shower of you know, the emotion or anything like that of on the sideline, just showing us and you know, feeling that we, you know, that he cares for us or, you know, that, like I said, he just wants to win.
You know, you could break that down for days. If you were a psychology major, you could break that down for days. I heard that being played on the Score this week. Mullin and Hall were talking about it. All the guys were talking about it. Is he saying this is what Eberflus was not? That's what I would read from that. That's what, the, you know, you don't have to look too deep into it. Who knows? Who knows what say he'll have? Do you give your rookie quarterback any say in the next coach of the Bears? That's really interesting. Let's get to the NFC North. Three teams are in the playoffs. It's a heavyweight division right now, except for the Bears. The Vikings are the shocker. We said on this show when J.J. McCarthy went down, and Sam Darnold, who hadn't done anything really in his career that much, he was on San Francisco as a backup last year, and he played some pretty good football. You know how he ended up on the Vikings? The San Francisco 49ers offered him $7.5 million to stay as the backup to Brock Purdy. He got $10 from Minnesota. $2.5 million is the difference between Sam Darnold happening this year or not happening. It changes his life, the Vikings' life, everyone's life. Sam Darnold, football fans gave up on him. Out of USC, he was the safe pick, the smart pick for the Jets. The Jets are going to get a lot of blame for ruining this guy. You know, he played in other places and it didn't really work out. He's 27 years old, going on 28. It's kind of like Baker Mayfield, same draft. Baker Mayfield had some good moments and actually a good year or two with the Cleveland Browns. They bailed on him, went a different direction. They went with Deshaun Watson. How's that working out? How bad would a Cleveland Browns fan want Baker Mayfield back right now? That guy should be in the Pro Bowl. He's lighting people up. If they make the playoffs, they are dangerous as hell. Going back to Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is in an unbelievable position right now. He is going to be a free agent in the offseason. They could franchise tag him, but they may have to sign him for 3 years, $130 million to keep him away from other teams. Or a franchise tag, which I think is $48 million for one season. Sam Darnold's had a career rebirth. But what's more interesting is the Vikings are right there on the heels of the Lions. Lions-Vikings on Sunday night is for the division. If the Lions lose that game, and if you know about the Lions right now, they are beat up physically. A lot of people hurt besides Aiden Hutchinson, the name you all know, but they are beat up. They need the week off. If the Lions win, they get the week off of the first round of the playoffs, get ready to host the entire NFC playoffs. Or they have to play and go on the road week one. That is drastically different. If I'm a Lions fan, this is a must-win-ish game. You're still in the playoffs either way. If you're the Vikings, you're playing with house money. It's like being in Vegas and someone else spots your bet. The Vikings have surprised everybody. Sam Darnold could do no wrong. If they lose, they're still in the playoffs. You know, they will go on the road, but they're still in the playoffs. The Vikings look great. Going back to the Packers, no one's talking about them. I don't know how threatening they are. Jordan Love, I'd like to see him in a big game do a little more, but they definitely have a good roster, definitely have a good team. Josh Jacobs, the running back, was a great pickup. But the NFC North is a heavyweight division. They're really good right now. Let's get to it. The Super Bowl contest on the score. Are you a local business owner or employee? How would you like to have your commercial air during Super Bowl 59 right here on the score? This is your chance. We brought back the Score Big for Your Business contest. I love small businesses, by the way. Big supporter. Where you could win a 30-second Super Bowl commercial on the Score's broadcast of Super Bowl 59 from Westwood One. Log on to 670thescore.com/contest. 670thescore/contest to enter now and learn more details. Deadline to enter is January 19th. Speaking of college football and pro football playoffs, tomorrow night is the NFL's regular season finale with the much-anticipated Lions-Vikings game. Coverage 6:30 right here on the Score and the Odyssey app. Man, is that a great game to end the season. You could have planned it any better if you're the NFL. Let's get to it. A few other games to hit this weekend. Saturday, later today, there are two football games. Browns-Ravens at 3:30 Chicago time. Man, is this going to be ugly. The Ravens are 11-5. The Browns are 3-13. The point spread in this game is 20. In the past decade, there have been 3-point spreads in professional football of 20 points. None more than that. Later tonight, you got Bengals at Steelers. This is a huge one. Bengals, if they get in the playoffs, are very dangerous. Joe Burrow, if they had about 3 more wins, he'd be an MVP candidate. He's an MVP candidate already. He's having one of those monstrous years stat-wise. The Bengals defense hasn't supported him. Keep an eye on this one. Russell Wilson tonight. Steelers are 10-6, trying to get the playoffs. Russ Wilson's future in Pittsburgh depends on tonight's game. If he has a good game, gets into the playoffs, does anything, they may sign him for a 3-year contract. Sunday, Panthers-Falcons. Falcons, ugh. I can't keep track of them from week to week. Their uniforms bother me terribly, but they're right in it. You know, if someone sleeps up, they're right there. Commanders versus Cowboys tomorrow is one of the early games. Jaden Daniels, again, going to the Pro Bowl. They're favored by 6 over the Cowboys. The Commanders have 11 wins, which always hurts more when you're a Bears fan watching the Commanders play well. Bears-Packers on Fox, that's one of the early games. Texans versus Titans, not a great game. Texans are looking a little better. Jaguars versus Colts. Colts are giving 5. Jaguars are a mess. They'll be getting a new coach after the season. Bills versus Patriots. Now, you might be thinking, why am I watching this one, Paul? You should a little bit. You should peek at this one. The Patriots right now are 3-13 and have the number one pick of the NFL Draft 2025. They cannot win this game. This is a must-lose game for the Patriots. The worst thing that can happen to them is they win this game, and now they have the fourth pick of the draft. Patriots aren't drafting a quarterback, but let's say someone wants to come up for Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward. Patriots can trade down, build a roster around Drake May. That would be fantastic. Speaking of blowing draft picks, Eagles versus Giants. The Giants have won ball games lately and are now out. I think they're fourth for the draft. 2025 draft, the Giants now have the fourth pick. The New York Giants 2 weeks ago had the number one pick of the draft, and they could have taken Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders. The Eagles, they're resting people. Saquon Barkley got his 2,000 yards. He's not going to go for Eric Dickerson's record. Saints versus Buccaneers. Buccaneers favored by 14. Must win for them to get in the playoffs. I think Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers, I wouldn't want to play them in the first round of the playoffs. Great offense, decent defense. Chiefs at Broncos. That's one of the late games on CBS. The Chiefs are sitting everybody. I don't think Taylor Swift's even showing up for this one. Broncos are 9-7. Bo Nix is going to slide them into playoffs. This is a gift for the Broncos because no one on the Chiefs is playing. Chargers, Raiders, later game. Seahawks, Rams. Rams are resting a lot of their people. Dolphins versus Jets. Tua, we're going to talk about that a little later. The Jets, what are they going to do in the offseason? Aaron Rodgers is sitting. I don't think they're going to bring him back. I think they're going to go another direction. Maybe the draft, maybe, you know, don't they wish they had Sam Darnold right now. 49ers versus Cardinals, not that interesting of a game. The 49ers offseason is really interesting. We'll talk about that in the offseason on the tailgate. But what do you do with Brock Purdy? Do you keep him? Do you spend $250, $260 million for Brock Purdy, who feels like a B-plus quarterback? You know, Sam Darnold could cost you $130 million. Brock Purdy could cost you 260. That's the going rate for the second contract for quarterbacks who play well as rookies. That's a really weird situation in San Francisco. They stumbled into Brock Purdy out of Iowa State. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where they play him or not. One big issue I want to get to is what the New York Giants and the Las Vegas Raiders did over the past 2 weeks. They won football games. They had the one pick and the two pick in the NFL draft. They both could have got quarterbacks. They both need quarterbacks. This is not a great quarterback draft. It's going to be Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward in Miami. That may be it for the first round of the draft. And so you need the one pick or the two pick. It's not like the past couple of years where there's quarterbacks all over the top 10. You know, the Giants, you can't tell your team to tank. You could sit people, you could rest people, but you can't tell coaches and players. Remember, those New York Giants players are trying to put good play together so they get a contract next year. Same with the Las Vegas Raiders players. They don't care about the draft. You know, there's no way to tank in professional football. There is a way to, like, put in a third string quarterback. Like, if you have the Giants and you play Tommy DeVito, they tried that. He got hurt. The Las Vegas Raiders, you know, they blew it. They're not in a position for a top three, top two draft pick right now. This also helps a guy like Sam Darnold. You know, the New York Giants and the Las Vegas Raiders may have reached out and put an offer a guy like him. But we got a lot to get to today. Thanks for listening to The Score all season. We've been having fun on the tailgate talking football. Up next, we're going to talk more college football and a lot more Notre Dame. We're going to recap the playoffs. And we'll be joined by actor, Vikings fan, friend of the Tailgate Show. This is a big-time guy, Josh Duhamel. This is the Tailgate. 670 The Score.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
I love football. Love it. Love it.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Back on The Tailgate, 670 The Score. I am Paul Pabst. Every week here on The Score, 7 a.m. on Saturdays, getting ready for the college and pro football season. It's football weather. It's lose-a-toe weather. I mean, this is fantastic weather. I don't know the coldest game you've ever get to. Hit me up on Twitter, at Paul Pabst on Twitter. The coldest football game you've ever been to. I'll read the best answers on the air. Coming up in 5 minutes, big-time actor. He was in Transformers. He got a start in that show, Las Vegas, with James Caan. He's been in everything. Josh Duhamel, you know him. He's a hardcore Vikings fan. He went to last week's game. He's going to this week's game. against the Lions. He'll be joining the tailgate in just a few minutes. Get your level up, your NFL gear, Chicago. It's a playoff time. It's freezing outside. Homage has the softest throwback apparel for NFL fans. If your team's in the playoffs, if your team's not in the playoffs, soak a little bit and buy yourself a hoodie. Rep your favorite teams, hand-drawn, vintage-inspired design. Alex, you love this stuff, don't you, Ben?
Absolutely. You sent me that Bears shirt. You're not lying when you say it's soft.
Super cozy. It's softer than you are, man. From officially licensed Bears gear to playoff gear, Homage has you covered. All right, Homage, go to homage.com. Use the code TAILGATE, 15% off for your first order. Some exclusions apply. H-O-M-A-G-E, homage.com, 15% off with the code TAILGATE. Let's get to some college football because this is the first year of the college football playoffs. A lot of people are critiquing some of the games because the first round didn't play out so well, a lot of blowouts. But let's go back to New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Notre Dame versus Georgia, we talked about that a little bit. And that 23-10 Notre Dame, they look really good. Riley Leonard, the quarterback, looks like he'll do whatever it takes to win. I love Notre Dame's defensive backfield. They're very good on defense. I think it's going to be hard to score 21 points on Notre Dame for anybody, even like Ohio State's a great offense. But Notre Dame handled Georgia, big-time game, national TV. Penn State versus Boise State. Drew Allard, the quarterback of Penn State, has really risen them up this year. They've had quarterback issues before, 3 or 4 years ago, that kept Penn State from getting to this level. Penn State handled Boise State. Ohio State versus Oregon, that if you missed the first few minutes of that because the games overlapped, the end of the Texas-Arizona State game overlapped with the Rose Bowl, Ohio State-Oregon, that first half by Ohio State was like an attack by a swarm of bees. Oregon looked like they had 9 men on the field to the Ohio State's 11. Ohio State's freshman, Jeremiah Smith, the freshman wide receiver for Ohio State. People are saying if he was in this draft, he'd be a top 10 pick, maybe a top 5 pick. The kid's 19 years old. Man, you could just bubble wrap yourself and wait for the draft in 2 years. Ohio State looks fantastic. If you look at Ohio State, look at them a month ago, 5 weeks ago with the loss to Michigan. Ryan Day's got to go. If they don't win the playoffs, he's got to go. Ohio State now is the number one seed in the college football playoffs. Oregon, great year. They really no-showed in the first half of the Rose Bowl. Then Texas versus Arizona State. I said on this show last week, I picked Arizona State to win, not just because I picked them, but I was really hoping it would come through. I like new blood. Texas 39-31 in double overtime in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Arizona State, I thought, had it. Late in regulation, Arizona State's driving down. They throw a pass over the middle. The Texas defensive back goes head-to-head, helmet-to-helmet, and hits the Arizona State wide receiver. No targeting call, no roughing call, no defenseless receiver call. I think Texas got a big break. If you saw that, I'm sure you did. That's rough. That's targeting 95% of the time. The refs in the big-time games swallow their whistles, hold their flags. Not a big fan of that. I think you call it consistently the entire game. If Arizona State gets that flag, they're first and 10 at the 42 of Texas with a minute and a timeout, and all they need is a field goal. It could be a whole different thing. Now that sets up the Cotton Bowl Classic, Texas versus Ohio State. Quinn Ewers, last call for him. Quinn Ewers, by the way, is an interesting case. He's doing fantastic, the quarterback for Texas, but he may have no home next year. He has one more year of college football. He is not going to the draft. Quinn Ewers started at Ohio State, transferred to Texas, stayed this year. He's going to stay one more year because he's got all that backed up COVID year of eligibility, but he can't stay there. Why? Arch Manning has waited 2 years to take the Texas job, and he's not waiting anymore. Arch Manning will be the quarterback of Texas, and Quinn Ewers, who might be winning a national title in the next 2 weeks for Texas, will have no home. Will he go to Ohio State? Will he go to Notre Dame? I heard Notre Dame was kicking the tires on him. Will he go to Oregon? Will he go to USC? And then you have the Capital One Orange Bowl, January 9th, 6:30, Penn State, Notre Dame. Notre Dame, again, I think this is a great opportunity for them. Ohio State is going to be tough if they get to that point. Penn State is very tough on the defensive line. Really good team. But Notre Dame football right now they're like a B-plus offense and a B-plus defense. They don't have superstars anywhere. Good running backs, good quarterback, really good defensive backfield. If you're a Notre Dame fan, I know a lot of people in Chicago are, this is the best chance for a national title in the past 30, maybe 30 plus years. All right, let's get to it. Coming up, we talked about the games. Let's talk more about the NFL. Joining us now on the tailgate, he's the pride of Minot, North Dakota. He played quarterback at Minot State University. That's true. Longtime actor. He was in the Transformers movies, tons of films. He's also a hardcore Minnesota Vikings fan. It's my buddy Josh Duhamel. Josh Duhamel joins the show. All right, Josh. This is an NFC North focused show, a Bears show, and you're a Vikings fan. Sam Darnold looks great. Your team looks great. It's almost like a movie script. What is your level of Viking optimism right now, Josh?
Well, my optimism now going into
yeah, right now, good. Not before the season, but right
oh,
now.
Oh God, I feel good about this team. I feel like they're legit. I really do. They got all the playmakers. This is the first time in maybe forever that I've seen of, you know, there's a vibe with the Vikings right now that believe they're going to win. Before, I always felt like we're just going to hang on and hope for the best. But this team feels like they deserve to win. They know how to win, and they're not going to accept anything less. And that's you know, you talk to most Minnesota Vikings fans, and it's every year they find a new way to break your heart. But this year, you know, they may not win at all, but at least I feel like we've got a real good shot at it.
I want to go back to the preseason a second, but you're right now at your cabin in Minnesota. When you're going out and just talking to people, is that the only topic?
People are excited. Also, the Bison. The Bison, you know, we have a place in Fargo. Yeah. We spent a lot of time in Fargo. And so the NDSU Bison, Minnesota Vikings, it's a good year for football in this area for sure.
All right, let me go back to the preseason. J.J. McCarthy is the rookie out of Michigan. A lot of people liked him. He's probably going to be the starter, what people thought maybe a few weeks into the season. Sam Darnold was a nice pickup from the 49ers, but they got no coverage in the offseason, the pickup of Darnold. When J.J. McCarthy goes down, what was your level of morale then?
Well, I have a couple people that I know that work for the Vikings, Brian Harper, one of them, saying, don't sleep on Darnold. He kept saying, don't sleep on Darnold. McConnell really likes him. And I was like, really? I mean, he was, what, the number four overall pick back like, yeah. 6 years ago? Was it six yep. years ago?
Yep.
I mean, and, you know, there's a reason why he went into San Francisco, won the backup job there. You know, I guess I didn't really believe it, but, you know, you also have to believe that these guys are drafted number three or four overall for a reason. Should have maybe been the number one overall pick had Baker not been taken number one.
Yeah.
So he's obviously got the talent. We just never saw it. And I think it just goes to show how good of a coach O'Connell is and how difficult it is for some of these young quarterbacks to come out and are in the wrong situation. So many quarterbacks are probably come and gone who never
right.
have the right system around them, and they never flourish. And this is a beautiful story because this kid is a real talent. I mean, he is legit. I mean, he's athletic. He's got that arm talent. He's really good.
It's like he's hitting his stride now at age 27 because maybe he wasn't ready at 23. You have a weird problem right now as a Vikings fan. I don't want to use the word problem, but almost like an opportunity. You can now sign Sam Darnold for the next 3 or 4 years and let J.J. McCarthy wait. It feels like an off season of like, it's awkward, but it's a good awkward.
Oh, we better not get rid of him. I was happy that we got J.J. because I do think that he's that kind of guy that we want, who's a winner, that O'Connell can really mold. But you know what? He's okay to sit there for a couple of years. A lot too many times they throw these young quarterbacks in too early. Ask Darnold.
Yeah, yeah.
Ask Caleb. You know,
yeah.
it's okay for him to sit back and watch this kid and learn from O'Connell for a couple of years.
Actor Josh Jamel, and also Vikings fan, joining us on the tailgate, Paul Papp, 670 The Score. You've been following the NFC North your entire life. It's kind of weird that it feels like it's a heavyweight division. If you remove the Bears, there's three Super Bowl contenders right now. The Lions are a great story, and I know you're an overall football fan because you play the sport and you love the sport, but you live for the Vikings. You have to kind of respect the story of the Lions, even though you're not rooting for them, obviously.
Absolutely. I mean, the Lions have been, you know, the dumpster fire of the NFC North forever.
Yeah.
And I love the story. I love Jared Goff, too. I got to know him a little bit at the AT&T Pebble Beach tournament the last couple of years. Really, really nice guy. I was pissed when the Rams took him over Carson Wentz back in the day.
Yeah.
Because I thought Carson should have been the number one. But another great story. There you go. I mean, a kid who's got the right system around him, people that believe in him. Look what he's done. I mean, what a great story this is. I mean, they're tough. I know they're beat up on defense especially. So I think it's going to – but I believe in our guys too. I think that we have just as good a shot to beat those guys. I really do.
Sunday night's going to be great. I mean, I know you're going to be settled at the cabin watching with the kids.
No, I'm going to the game, baby.
You're going to the game.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you go front row or suite? What's the story there?
I got tickets on the lower level. The beauty of it is that I was going to spend like a grand for each ticket. We're going to get four of them. But then for whatever reason, the tickets fell through. And Brian, my guy at the Vikings, was able to hook me up for tickets for like $300. We had really good seats for $300 right there, midfield.
You're
two rows up.
You're on full scholarship. Now, I know you're rooting for the Vikings, but if the Lions win as a producer, because you're an actor and a producer, if you're going to make the Lions movie, that's an easy one. Ryan Gosling playing Jared Goff, right?
Oh, my God, for sure.
I mean, it's you barely have to do any makeup work.
No, they look a lot alike. It's kind of uncanny.
You know, I want to get into movies for a second with you. Now, Remember the Titans, by the way, Ryan Gosling was in Remember the Titans. It's kind of one of where
he was.
Gosling, he played Allen, number 48, the defensive back who keeps getting burned in Remember the Titans. That's Ryan Gosling.
Oh, really? God, I haven't seen that movie forever.
You should rewatch it tonight and call me tomorrow and let me know.
Okay.
You
think. All right.
Remember the Titans was a great movie. Mm-hmm. You seem like a guy who, depending, you're similar age to I am. The old school football movies, Rudy, I don't know if that's the all-time favorite. What's your personal favorite football movie of all time? I'm going to, like, while you're thinking, I'm going to throw one out there that's a little old school for us. North Dallas 40. Now, we were pretty young when that came out.
Burt Reynolds, wasn't it?
No, that's Longest Yard is Burt Reynolds. North Dallas 40 is Mac Davis, the old country singer, and Nick Nolte.
Okay.
That's a good one. Little hard.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen that one.
You'd like that. You would like that.
I liked Any Given Sunday. I always thought that was a good movie. There's just so much. I mean,
can you like Rudy if you're not a Notre Dame fan?
I like the fact that Keanu Reeves played Johnny Utah
Point Break.
Point Break. It wasn't a football movie.
No, but he had that football scene on the beach, which was good beach football.
It was, but did he have a nice throwing motion? I forget.
Well, he did. Yeah. He was also in The Replacements. He's played a quarterback twice. He played Shane Falco in The Replacements.
Right.
Now, as an actor, you've been in lots of different movies. When I watch these football movies or sports movies, I judge the athleticism of actors.
Me too.
And I thought that Shane Falco looked good. I thought that he looked really good and looked like a quarterback. Can you spot it when someone's not an athlete?
Oh, in a second. It drives me crazy. It's one of my biggest pet peeves. When I see somebody playing a sport in a movie they clearly have never played. You know, that's why, you know, I played a coach on Mighty Ducks a couple years ago, and I hadn't played hockey for like 30 years, and I knew all my hockey friends were just going to call me out because I looked like a, you know, former pro hockey player.
But do you get like a trainer?
I skated my ass off just to try to look like I knew what I was doing. But for that reason, I wanted to make it, you know, I wanted it to be as believable as possible because it drives me crazy when somebody's never played basketball and I see him in a basketball movie or football or a baseball.
And the opposite, I respect when actors go the extra level. Back in the day, you mentioned The Longest Yard, the remake of The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler. He hired Sean Salisbury to teach him not only to throw like a quarterback, but to look like a quarterback, like licking his fingers coming out of the huddle, barking the signals. You played quarterback in college. What tips would you give an actor to appear to be a quarterback? Is it the swagger?
It's just one of the, the first thing you have to have is just you can't think about it. But I mean, it's one of those things that you know if somebody's done it before, just by the way they release the football or shoot the basketball, you just know. So I don't know if it's anything you can teach other than having done it for years and years and years. You can't you can't just practice it and then suddenly just have like a John Elway strut.
Right. Salisbury said, I can't make you throw the ball 50 yards, but I can make you look like Dan Marino. And Salisbury gave tapes of Dan Marino going, red right, ta ta ta, like these little cadence things. And Sandler goes, just sound like him. He goes, sound like him, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Josh Jamel joining the Tailgate on the Score. I'm Paul Papps. Let's get back to the Vikings here. Finish this sentence. If the Vikings make it to the Super Bowl, blank.
I am going to figure out a way to fly back from London to be there.
Are you working?
I'm about to go direct a movie there. We start prep January 20th, and we finish shooting it middle of March.
Now, since you're the director, I was going to give you advice because I know very little about Hollywood. If you were the star of the movie, you could like wreck an ankle, and they could shut down production for 10 days. What do you do if you're the director?
Well, I'm also in the movie, so I could maybe I'm also producing it, so maybe I got some pull there. But
break an arm for the Vikings.
Yeah, I'd have to talk to Michael Luisi, my producing partner. He's the guy who watches all the money. If I could maybe somehow squeak like a Monday, take a Monday off, maybe. But if they make it, I got to figure out a way to get there. I really do.
You would hate yourself if you missed them win.
I would. That's part of the reason why I'm going there. I went last weekend of the game against the Packers, and then I decided since I'm here in the area, I'm going to go again. So if I don't get there for the playoffs, at least I got to see him play a couple of times this year.
Yeah, they look great. I went to the Super Bowl in Minnesota, and I had a great time. And they were so close to hosting the Super Bowl. All right, this is a Bears show. A lot of Bears fans listening right now.
Okay.
You've seen Caleb Williams play this year. Put on your analyst hat. What do you see with him? Good, bad, hopeful, not hopeful? I know you don't break it down film by film, but what's promising about him?
I mean, this dude is one of the most talented quarterbacks to come out in years, if you ask me. I think he's an absolute stud. Scary, because I wish he'd have gone to anybody but the Bears or the Lions, Packers.
Of course.
But he's really good, man. I mean, I think that once he gets a little bit of, a foundation underneath him with the right coach, like a KOC or like
and Johnson,
Cliff Kingsbury, whoever, one of these guys who's really good at quarterbacks, and is quarterback friendly, he's gonna tear through the league, I think. What do you think?
I think it's going to be fine. There's some stuff in the first half that bothers me as far as like getting rid of the ball. And if you know you have a bad offensive line, you'd think you'd get rid of the ball extra early. It feels like it's the opposite, that the ball is being held too much. Look, I know 60 sacks, a lot of it's on the line, but it feels like there's shared blame there.
Yeah, you might be right. But again, they throw these guys in too young. He's too young. Give him a couple of years. JJ's hopefully going to get
–
They keep making the same mistake over there in Chicago. They keep getting these quarterbacks and throw them in right away. They burn them down.
Josh, too soon. The Bears fans, they'd rather hear about Sam Darnold's greatness than that they go to the same quarterback well again and again and again. All right, before we let you go, I got one Hollywood question for you. What was the time?
Yeah, I think he's different. This guy's different, though. Caleb's different than Trubisky.
Yeah, it feels like the ceiling's really high. You just got to get a nice line and a good offensive coordinator. All right, one Hollywood question before we let you go. Josh DeMel joining us on the tailgate, 670 The Score. When was the time, I know you worked with James Caan when you were younger. Do you remember being on a set with an actor and going, I better get my you-know-what together. This guy's big time or this woman's big time.
Oh, yeah.
Reputation-wise, whatever it may be.
Pacino was one of them. I did a movie.
Let's stop there for a second, because that right there, I mean, most people will never utter, I was in a movie with Pacino.
I was.
Is he accommodating, or is he, you meet him first time at read through, or how's that work?
Absolute sweetheart. And Anthony Hopkins was in the movie too. It should have been this amazing movie. Unfortunately, it was not. But those two were like really, really fun to watch. And, you know, Pacino, just to see that guy, just he do what he does. I mean, to talk about two different styles.
Yeah.
You know, Anthony Hopkins, very rehearsed, he's the theater, but Pacino's all over the place. He's trying different things. You never know what's coming. So you got to be really ready because you don't know what your cue is. When do I say my line? Okay. Now,
right.
Very different styles, really both very, very sweet, generous dudes. No egos, just showed up and worked their asses off. There's a reason why they are who they are.
That's great. Hey, good luck to your team. Looking forward to Sunday, Vikings versus the Lions. And enjoy yourself there in Minnesota.
Hey, miss you, Paul.
That's Josh DeMel, the big-time actor, big-time Vikings fan. He's going to the game this weekend, Sunday night, Vikings versus Lions, which, as we said, is a big one. We got to hang out with Josh DeMel. I work on the Dan Patrick Show as well. We hung out with Josh DeMel at the Super Bowl in Minnesota a few years ago. We walk into this party that he, of course, got us into, because there's no chance me and the other morons who work on the Dan Patrick Show could have gotten into this top flight party unless Josh DeMel walked us in. You want to feel invisible? Walk into a Super Bowl party with Josh DeMel. He's like the fifth best looking guy on earth, and we look like a bunch of his moron friends, and all the girls just turn, and it was like a line to talk to him. But fun guy, good guy, big Minnesota Vikings fan. The Vikings are a fun story. The Lions are a fun story. The Green Bay Packers, that's tomorrow. Hopefully we could ruin their day before the playoffs, but who knows? Coming up next, Pub and Grub of the Week, my football predictions for the weekend, the Bears fan morale meter, and all that coming up next. This is The Tailgate. I'm Paul Papt, 670 The Score.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Score.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
Hey, this place is really something else, huh? Hey, someday I'm going to come out of that tunnel and I'm going to run onto this field.
Well, ain't going to be this day.
I'm here to play football for the Irish.
Coach Parsi didn't know about it.
Here come the Irish.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to The Tailgate 670 The Score. I am Paul Pabst, your master of ceremonies, getting you ready for your football weekend. By the way, The Score had an anniversary the other day. January 1st. I can remember listening to The Score when it first started at Dan Jiggetts back in the day and all those guys. And it was the first sports radio in Chicago. And man, did we need sports radio in Chicago. I go back to listen to like Chet Kopick and Grobstein and all the guys back in the 80s before there was full-time 24-hour sports radio. So great anniversary for The Score. Don't forget, level up your NFL gear for the playoffs. It's Homage. Homage has been a supporter of the Tailgate on 670 The Score. Go to homage.com. Homage, H-O-M-A-G-E.com. Use the code TAILGATE for 15% off your first order. Get some cozy gear to lay around and watch football. Laying around and watching football is a good way to spend your time. Trust me, I do it all the time. It's working out great for me. Pub and Grub of the Week. That's where we feature a place in Chicago or the Chicagoland area, which I don't know where that ends sometimes. I always wonder, people like to stretch it to Rockford. Some of my friends in Rockford say, I'm from the Chicagoland area. I'm like, no, you're not. No offense. Let's go to the Logan Square neighborhood of Chicago. Lottie's Pub. I know a lot of you have been there. I got a lot of recommendations. Been there once with my buddy Brant Booker.
Excellent choice, Paul.
Excellent choice. You've been to Lottie's, Alex, right?
I have. I'm a big fan.
It's a classic pub. It feels like it's been around 100 years. It may have been. It's old school, 1925 West Cortland Street. They have all the food. They've got chili, pizza, burgers, and wings on their menu. All four food groups are represented. Lots of wood, lots of brick. Check out Lottie's Pub. You run into Alex from The Score. A little meet and greet with Alex, right, Alex?
Yeah, but you will not know it's me.
Nobody knows. No one knows either.
No.
You'll be there at 2 a.m. closing them down.
No, I won't do that either.
That's not what I heard. One more thing. How great is it that the NFL season Sunday night ends with Lions Vikings? I know we have some games today. We have the Bengals playing today. We got Pittsburgh playing tonight. And that's a big one. But Lions Vikings for the division. It's just built for the NFL. The loser goes on the road to start the playoffs. It felt like this was the Lions' year of destiny. I don't root for the Lions because I am a Bears fan and a supporter. However, I root for great stories, and the Lions are a great story. I said this earlier in the season. If you're a Bears fan and you don't have a dog in the fight anymore, of course you can't root for the Packers. That's off the board. But you could look at the Lions and say, like, man, let's let them get the win. They're the Cubs of NFL. So keep an eye on the Lions. That's tomorrow night. It's time for How's Morale, my Bears fan morale meter. We've tracked it all year. There was a point in the season, I think after London, it was 8.3. Alex, check the board. Last week, we're at 1.9. Watching Jaden Daniels on national TV and then making the Pro Bowl, watching the Vikings with Sam Darnold, it reinforces some of the dysfunction with the Bears, and that's tough for Bears fans. The good news for Bears fans, it's almost over. The regular season is almost over. Then you could casually watch the playoffs. But what you should be focused on after hopefully scoring an unexpected win against the Packers, get focused for the offseason, the general manager decision, the head coaching decision, free agency, get some linemen, some B-level linemen, and then the draft. You're going to have a top 8 draft pick. It's going to be an exciting offseason. Listen to the coverage because it's going to be a wild 4 months with the Bears leading up to the draft. But it's a pressure-filled time for Bears management. You don't have a lot of wiggle room if you stay in your job there to screw this up. You've got Caleb Williams on a rookie contract. This is an opportunity. You must spend the next 4 months making moves to support this young man and raising him up to where Jaden Daniels is and will be. Bears game prediction time. The line is Packers by 10. I know a lot of us at the Score are battling for the picks segment. If you all go to the 6-7 The Score's website, there's like a 6-way tie for first place. A lot of people, I think, want the Packers to lose this game, of course, and are picking, hopefully, with the Bears. I'm going Packers 24-21 in overtime. Yeah, overtime. Why overtime? Because that's even more painful. And Bears fans this year, we've had pain in every sense of the word, every way. You know, a jump ball in the end zone, overtime, a block kick. Here's what I would like to see, depending on the score tomorrow. I don't care about the score. I want to see a four quarter battle for the Bears. I want to see their offense score in all four quarters. I want to see the defensive play all four quarters. Put together a full game. It feels like if you're a Bears fan, you haven't seen that team put together a full game of football, good football, in about 3 months. And that's being kind. It feels like it's just a long time since you've seen quality football for four quarters where you don't go in at halftime down 13-0 and playing uphill the rest of the way. The NFL home stretch, important Sunday games, a lot to get to. Don't forget to check out that game, though, the Lions tomorrow night. And college football, Texas, Ohio State, January 10th, Penn State, Notre Dame, a lot of Penn State fans, Notre Dame fans, and Ohio State fans listen to this channel. Three of your teams are in the national title picture. It's fantastic. The college football playoff has four heavyweights in it, Texas, Ohio State, Penn State, Notre Dame. It's great having Josh Duhamel on the show. He's a good guy, big Vikings fan. All right, that's where we are right now. Get settled for the game tomorrow. Get settled for the games tonight. There's a lot to get to, a lot to watch. That's it for the tailgate for this week. Last week of the regular football season, playoffs ahead. It's been great to be here every weekend chopping up football with you guys. We've had a lot of fun this season. Let's keep it going. I had fun. I hope you did as well. Hope to talk to you next week. Enjoy the football. Bundle up. Get warm. Go to Lottie's. Get a pub. Get a pint. Enjoy it. I'm Paul Pass. This has been the tailgate. 670 The Score.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enroll in grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.